Yesterday, I had a very interesting day after going to the National Convention Center. I spoke to Christian Mygod. Yes, that's his last name, Mygod, the man who masterminded the Lego brand over a 25 period. And he was speaking at a Dublin Chamber of Commerce event. And I started by asking him first about his time at Lego.
I think that it is true that in the 60s and 70s, Lego's range was limited, but one thing that was and always has been and still is some kind of what we would call a basic range, a bunch of bricks with so many red, so many blue, so many yellow, and that idea is still there. And if you ask current managers at Lego, they would say this is religion, it has to be there. And that is still, what has grown is maybe all the other ideas. And the first idea that I can recall that was particularly powerful was the idea of theming, that other than just having this raw material, you would theme it a bit. So there would be a line of fire engines, maybe a little one at €1 or €2, and then a bigger one at €10, and then an even bigger one at €100. And that idea appeared to be extremely powerful.
Now, I know many people, again, who grew up in the 60s and 70s who have children now, as I do, have been amazed to see the way that Lego reinvented itself with things like what you're saying, with branding, but also a Lego theme park, yeah. Robotics. Were you involved in some of that as well?
I was lucky to be involved in much of that, and that happened in the 90s. We were pressed a bit by a lot of things that happened in the toy market, so we had all those ideas. It became just more obvious that we should start working with them. So I had the joy of being heavily involved in launching the idea of global theme parks and also launching robotics under the brand name Mindstorms. I had personally been responsible for working with Massachusetts Institute of Technology to develop robotics. I didn't do that alone. I'm not a technology guy, but I was responsible for making it happen. And I was also responsible for launching Mindstorms, and that for sure I didn't do alone.
And so what is Mindstorms? Is that the robotics?
It's a robotics concept. It is the Lego's idea of an intelligent brick. So it's a brick loaded with chips that can think. So the child can program behavior. So it can say, if there's light in the room, start engine number two. And then if that engine number two is linked to wheels, it'll dry out. So you may have a little robot. If you switch on the light in the toy room, it dries out, as an example.
Now, when Lego started to reinvent itself, you said that was in the 1990s, and it was almost a crisis situation. So do you think that reinventing your brand is essential in a crisis?
Yeah, I think I would think it is always essential to reinvent the brand once in a while, not to change the roots and core ideology, but sort of find a more present-day expression of the values in the brand. But the thing with crisis is you're forced to it. And in the 19th hour, I wouldn't say our sales dropped, but the increase didn't happen to the extent we had hoped for.
And Lego now, besides robotics, you have games, you have licensing deals with Harry Potter, Star Wars. Yeah. There are now, I know, workshops that are being launched in Ireland, educational workshops, because my son has attended one. There are also summer camps as well as the theme parks. So, I mean, this has been a huge brand reinvention. Now, in Ireland, we're in a bit of a crisis situation as well. Do you think that Ireland Inc. needs to rebrand itself as well?
If you think of Ireland as a tourist destination, I was also asked about this morning, is there anything wrong with Ireland since there's not so many tourists coming? But you have to look at the overall tourist figures. Maybe you still get your share of the overseas tourism. Maybe you still get your share of the continental European tourism. You have to look into that first. I can tell you, when I spoke with my friends the last couple of weeks and told them I was on my way to Dublin, they all said, oh, I love Dublin. I wish I could join you. So there's a lot there. So I don't know. I think most Western European countries who have had the fortune of having wealthy businesses for quite some years, they end up taxing their business and private people too hard due to too much public stuff. I think we all need the service. We all want to be repaid.